good to see everybody this morning. About a year and a half ago, we had somebody from this church call up here, and they requested to be baptized. They didn't want to be baptized during normal worship hours. They wanted to do it, during the day. And at that time, there happened to be quite a few of us up here. You know, I was up here, and Bill and Karen and J.R. Scott and Miss Shirley and Kim Montgomery and Ken, and there's quite a few of us up here at the time. So we knew this person was coming up here to get baptized, so, you know, we made sure the water was good, made sure the garments were good, made sure the lights worked, you know, and made sure that the air was right. And, you know, we don't always get to do that, especially in the middle of the week, but we kind of spent some time preparing for that person. And they got here, and we welcomed them, and then they came in here, and we all kind of looked at each other, and we said, all right, well, I guess let's just get on with it. And so they went over here, and I went over here. We changed clothes. We met in the water, and then I baptized them, and that was it. You know, all that prep for about 30 seconds. And came back out, and I was talking with one of the members who was out here, and the member who was out here said, you know, preacher, we need some more pomp and circumstance with this thing. This goes by way too quick. Now, I don't think that person was saying that we need to, you know, make a big deal or put it on blast or start posting about every good thing we do. I don't think that person was saying that we ought to make something into something that it's not. But I think I do agree that I think we ought to at least maybe be giving things like that a pause.
Now?
You know, we treat
Ron?
A lot of things really important. You know, how much time goes into planning a wedding?
Okay, I guess we're going to use that.
How much money goes into planning a
wedding? I got to start all over. All right. Good morning.
That's a free service. How much time?
Talking
to
these two individuals made me think about just my loss.
Still alive.
And you know, it's
a lot of
it's odd. You listen
that
to people
out.
And you think about
how many songs
in your life
gonna
that you've lost.
You know, what songs
and these little bitty pieces
some
of their life.
Got Blessed Assurance in that lineup somewhere.
Brother,
here
it's not. It's not the loss. I know that they're seeing in their heads and in their eyes.
Kids pay for
it's the whole life of the person. It's all these memories
you know, you,
that now
you cut
start
a check.
To stack.
We really appreciate you doing
there
that.
There was a woman, and I do not know why I thought
there
of
are
this
so
morning,
many things
but there was a woman
plan
who
for,
was pretty
we,
much
I guess we pause
over me at church. I kind of got raised by the church when
some
I was a little kid. You know, my dad was a
game.
Preacher, so the church kind of had response. You know, I don't know how,
playing,
but all the women just had free reign.
I'm off the schedule. I'm not
available
that day.
You know,
if you're dying, I might be. Depends
kicked in
on
the
what
pants or something.
From.
It was every you know, woman just had permission.
Death.
That's just how you know, we did things back then. I don't know if we still do that.
But there are things we
but every woman, I think,
for.
Just had a permission slip.
When it comes to baptism,
but there was a woman
my
there
whole
named
life, I feel like
Myra,
we just,
and
somebody responds.
She taught Bible
and all we really
for me
ask is, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
I was like 12.
Maybe that's all we're supposed to do.
She taught my Bible class on Wednesday morning.
Maybe that's all we're supposed to do.
Or Wednesday night, she taught it on Sunday mornings. I sat with Myra. I had to go to Myra's house.
Maybe we ought to pause for a second.
She made me memorize.
At least have a conversation.
But Myra has passed
bad?
Away, and
we so
there
scared
have
of?
Been
we
multiple
Jesus
times
come back
in my life
have a conversation and
that I
help.
Remember the words of that woman. I mean, and she didn't mince words. And
I think
she
there's
didn't,
a biblical precedent to giving something a pause and talking
most
for a
grammatically, I guess.
Big biblical precedent.
So it was nothing for
Joshua
Myra
before
for us
he ever
to walk
crosses,
into somewhere and she said,
boy,
act like you've been somewhere.
They pause at the Jordan.
What's that mean?
Joshua says, y'all ain't never been this
like
way
you,
before.
Act like you've been. Or
and
she said, boy, act like you done did this before.
There, and he talks to them.
What?
He makes
no,
sure
I'd be 6 years
old.
Like, act like I've done
I've,
act like I've done this.
Into.
I've never done this before.
Yeah, before we go any
but
further,
she was
let's
telling
just have
me,
a,
act like you done did this
a,
before.
A conversation.
That was her way of
do
saying, act as if, I guess you knew you know what you're doing.
When your children
got
married,
she would say, act like you know somebody.
When any of your daughters started dating, did you have a conversation?
Yeah, I walk
like
in,
have no
but that was her way of saying, you know, when you walk in somewhere, keep your,
when your
keep your head,
phones,
you know, keep
you
your head up, keep your shoulders back.
If,
when you walk
if,
in
if
somewhere, act like you know everybody
up,
in the room, act like you've done something before, and you'll see
you
how far
had a
you
conversation
can get.
With your children and these cell
that
phones.
Little bit of advice, while maybe not grammatically correct, has helped me in the 40 years that I've been here, or almost 40.
What
to this day when I walk in a room,
kids?
You know,
about
I don't,
when you
I don't
kids?
Walk in with
Did
my
pause at all and think,
shoulders
how much is this
slouched and my head down and,
anybody think
and
about
scared.
That? None of us did.
When I walk into a room, my shoulders are back, and I'm looking around like I'm looking for somebody I know. And sometimes, although I don't know anybody, I'll say,
"There are lots of things.
I don't know who they are. I have no clue who they are."
When it comes to giving your life to God,
I've gone into a hospital waiting room, just walked in the door, said, "Hey,"
and
went to the front desk and said, "I need to see so and so," and they'll say, "Well, that's not her name," and I say, "I know, but that's what we call her, you know." And I get in to see you in the hospital. Now, y'all thought, you know, HIPAA laws, they don't apply to me. Oh, no. Y'all thought, no, not to me. You know why? Because of Miss Myra. That's why y'all's medical laws don't. That's why you get lost. Some of y'all get into a hospital room, don't even want somebody.
You know the story of the Exodus? They go.
You know, you put yourself under an alias or something,
and
I still find
plagues, and they go through the.
You know why?
Because
when I walk into the hospital, I act like I know somebody.
The manna and the quail.
I act like I done did this before.
And we're wandering for 40 years.
I act like I done been here before.
And you get to Deuteronomy, and the story stops.
I act like I got some sense.
Pause.
Myra said.
Because Moses wants them to understand what you're about to do is very important. When you choose to live your life with God.
The man
I need
that
to
I
remind
am.
You of a few things.
And I know for those of you who've lost loved ones and for those of you who have or haven't, when you look back
you
across your life,
for
your life
span,
is worth more than one moment.
My life and land.
Your life
the Old
is
Testament
a construction
into
of building
sections
blocks
very easily.
That have just
all
been pieced and built and
land.
Laced
last
all
week we showed you
together.
That story with Abraham. There's Abraham,
tell me,
Isaac,
said,
and Jacob, those names.
She says, stains don't come out.
That whole section
stains
is about
just smear.
The beginnings of Israel. They know they're going to get land.
Years old.
They
I knew
just
what
can't
she meant,
have it. They can see it, but they can't own
my
it.
Church,
they can live it.
Y'all remember
it,
when we was growing up, we didn't have them plastic
the idea
Lord's
of
Supper
faith.
Cups.
Today,
some of y'all have
I
no idea what I'm talking about.
Different.
We had them glass. This was old school.
Story.
We had glass
right
Lord's Supper cups.
Before we entered
like,
into the promised land.
Looked like little shot glasses.
What
I ain't going to lie.
You know,
when you're six, that's what they look like.
And I
you know, you thought
that,
you was a cowboy or something. You know,
when people
and
get baptized
those
here from now on,
but,
we're going to have a conversation.
And some of the ladies, that remember we had to
now,
wash
that doesn't
them?
Mean I'm going to talk
they
them
put
out
them
of
in
it,
the sink. There's like 300 of them, you know, and they got
to
be washed.
And after
having the Lord's Supper's over, when you're 6 years old, you sneak into that kitchen.
I'm glad we had the conversation. After having the conversation, if you still want to get baptized, well, then I'm really
bowls,
glad
you know,
we
I
had
mean,
this
that's
conversation.
Just, when you're six,
but
that's just what you did. And I remember Miss Myra.
Boy! Pausing a second so that everybody understands
and
what they're getting
into.
And
I spilled it all over my only
now, when
Sunday
I say that phrase,
shirt.
Know what you're getting into.
I got one Sunday shirt, and
that's
I spilled
a little negative.
It.
Like it's a bad
and
thing.
I went and got water.
It's not a bad thing.
And I'm,
I just think we ought
to
take it seriously. Because I'll tell you this. If you get baptized and you live a life that's not in the shadow of the cross, you just got wet.
And I remember trying to clean up. Myra said, boy,
if you get baptized,
stains,
and you really give no
stains
thought
don't come
to
out.
The life that goes along
smear.
With the
no,
baptism,
I remember thinking,
I just
at that young, well,
that's
duh.
It.
Thanks for the it advice after the fact.
The life that's lived
I tell you, in, my
in
20s,
response matters.
I made a pretty big mistake.
So today, I
want
to share with you, here's the four things
just,
I think we all ought to
with
at least
and I made a
be
mistake.
Talking about
I tried to cover it up.
With those who want
and
live
Myra's
a life with
words
God
came back to haunt
to those
me.
Who want to go to the promised
land. She wasn't
land.
Talking about grape
and
juice.
You may think, what's this got to do with me? I'm already in.
That woman gave me
because
wisdom.
Because whatever conversation
and
this
I remembered
is,
that. I remember
we need to keep having.
With that person,
I think
I
some of us forget. So
don't wash out.
It's just a small smear. Conversation.
And I remember when I remembered those words, I told that
make
person,
it longer,
I said, hey,
but
man. I messed
there's
up.
Really four things I think
I'm
we
sorry.
Ought to be asking people.
And there's nothing I
there's
can do.
There's four things
I'm
I think
sorry.
We ought to be asking each other
and to this
a lot,
day,
or at least reminding ourselves.
The our
here, here's the first one.
Stains
before you get baptized,
life
before you become a Christian, I think everybody understand
moment.
This is a gift. Okay?
And that's why
salvation is a gift.
In the Bible
you didn't earn
so
it.
Important. Because life
you didn't
is
win
bigger
it,
than
like some
the
prize.
Land. Life is bigger than losing the
and
land. Life is bigger
you don't
than
deserve it.
For land. Life is bigger
so
than building the
as
temple.
As you go through
life
as a Christian, you become a Christian in the water.
Of building blocks.
And then you head out of here.
But there's
as you head
side
out
of
here, please remember, you didn't
some
do
of us
anything
life is
to deserve
a construction
it.
Of good things.
And when you look at other
are,
people,
for some of us,
you shouldn't think to yourself
of
that I'm more of a Christian than they are because fill in the
slowly
blank.
But
nobody in here is more of a Christian than any other
the
Christian.
That we are.
You might be a better Christian.
This morning, in
but
this
you're not
last
more of
lesson
Christian.
Of my
I'll
life
see the
and land, I just want to show
you, might
you
be
a
better,
really small story. If
but
you
you're not
your
any
Bible,
more.
I want you to go
no,
there.
Let's
First
do this.
Kings 21.
I think we would all agree
like
that the quarterback
that.
Is probably
it's just a small
one of
story,
the most important positions
but
on
all
the football team.
This
some of you are doing this. You're a purist.
Stop
doing that. All right? Just agree with me. All right? I'm right. He's one of the most important positions.
Unfortunately, I think
how important is the long snapper?
And what I want
to
us
the punter
today
on special teams. Those of you who don't understand football,
that's
all I got. I'm sorry.
It's that's the little things that'll save us. You
but
know,
how important is that?
Advice,
or how about
this?
Like
this
how
before.
Important is the third
like
string
you know somebody.
Special
those
team guy?
Come good in a pinch.
He's not going to see much playing time.
Also, if I
he
look
really
back
just
on
a guy
life,
that's just
that
running on the
careful,
scout team.
We'll
he's just here to get beat up every day in practice.
Up like
right?
body fat.
But let me ask you this. Is the long snapper any less of a football player than the quarterback?
Scripture that Brother Daniel read in chapter 21 is about a vineyard.
Is he as good?
It's about
not.
A king named Ahab. And,
but
know,
is he any more?
No, this ain't so bad.
Difference?
You know, Ahab wants some land.
I think a lot of us start to look at others and say, you know, but they didn't do this and this and this. So what does that mean? I guess they're only going to half of heaven?
How many of you passed the car lot?
They're only getting a half an inheritance, but you're getting all the inheritance? When did we start weighing this?
What's so wrong with that?
When did we start measuring this? Look, I'm not saying that there's not things that we ought to do, but I think more of us ought to start viewing this as a gift instead of something you got on your own. You got your Bibles. Look at that text that Jaheim read. Look at Deuteronomy 6. You notice these four things God has to remind them of? Let's pause here before we go to the promised land. I love the song Adam just led, the blessed assurance. Before we head off and claim our blessed assurance, let me remind you of this, okay?
This is bad not because
when
of
the Lord
Ahab
your God brings
does,
you into the land he swore to your forefathers,
is, and I want you to
God is going to give you
phrase,
cities
you
that
else.
You didn't
it
build.
It is not what you do that
you
makes
build
you who you are.
But
it
yet
is
you
who you
get
are that decides what you do.
Look at what else.
I have no idea how I just came up
he's
with that.
He's
going to
give you things
notes. I can't repeat it.
That you did not produce. He's going to just
not even gonna
he's
try.
Just going to give it to you.
So
you didn't make it. You didn't bring it. You just
I want to show you that it's not what Ahab did.
God's going to give you wells underneath. Or cisterns that
in 1 Kings 21,
dig.
Look at that first verse.
It's
sometime
just,
later, there
it's
was
like
an
magic.
Incident
you just walk up and there's water.
Belonging to Naboth,
everybody
Jezreel.
Else did all the work, and you just walk in
so
and
bad.
Claim it.
The vineyard
it's a,
was
it's
in
a great
Jezreel,
thing.
Which was
or how about this
Palace
last
Ahab,
one? He's going to give you crops you did not plant.
I show you,
you didn't have to work. You didn't have to plan. You didn't have to do anything. God gave it to you. You will never, ever get to brag about doing anything. And I will tell you, I am tired of Christians. Who act
well,
as
if he's
if
king in Samaria, what's he doing in Jezreel?
That they have earned all
that means
of
he's
this.
Got two palaces, right?
You haven't.
So we got my palace here, and I got
haven't.
My palace in Malibu.
We haven't.
Y'all seeing that?
It's just been
so
given.
You starting to catch now?
Here's the second thing I want to ask people. At least I want to talk to people
just where
about
he's
before
at.
We
Ahab
head
has
into
a
water.
Habit
okay?
of not being content
just
with
because
what he already
you're a Christian.
Has. He already got a palace at the Capitol.
Doesn't mean you will
it's
not
like
be tempted.
Second White House at Camp David.
All right.
Or it's
so
like building a second
we get
White
baptized
House
and we come out. Don't think you now have this armor on
just
and when you
better.
Go out there,
so
nothing's going to affect
already,
me.
The text already shows
here's
us
the
Ahab
truth
is
of
not someone
now that you're a Christian, the devil now has his sights on you.
Ahab.
And so if you thought you were tempted before,
he's in a habit
now it's
of having more.
The ante
so
got
when
up.
He sees this vineyard outside his place.
I think we ought to be reminding ourselves that
more.
Everybody in here is human, and we're all offered
Naboth,
things that we really want.
He said, "Let me have
and
your
we're tempted
vineyard,
to take it. And there are those of us who judge others because they failed or they took something that wasn't theirs,
right.
or they
yeah.
shouldn't have succumbed to that.
Anybody in here?
Temptation affects everybody. Look at all these texts in Deuteronomy."
I'm kidding.
Look at all these times that God said, when you get into the land, you can't forget God.
So
be careful
grow
you
grapes,
don't forget the Lord. Be
grapes,
careful you don't forget
like
the Lord
grow
your
grapes,
God.
Just let it
look
go.
At that last one.
You gotta
be careful
to it as
so that you won't be enticed.
It's hard work.
Turn away.
Years
temptation is when we are tempted
no wine.
To substitute
it's a,
something else in there for
God. You gotta have some serious
temptation is
going to
affect you.
So
I think if you go into the water and think that you're going to come out, it's like some super
this has been grown from the beginning. And
metal
Ahab sees it, and he says, I like
Superman
that.
Or
I would
Superwoman,
love to use it, though, as a vegetable
and nothing's
going to
affect
some
me now.
Seen some great property.
You're in a dangerous
come by
spot.
And look at what happened to it.
Because the moment you feel as if
complex.
Nothing can affect
what
you.
What did they do with my place?
Is the
what
moment
they do
you
with
fall.
My childhood?
And I think
it.
All of us need to be reminded that temptation affects
Ahab
us all, even you.
He doesn't just
it just comes in different shapes and sizes. If I asked you what the devil looked like, what would you say?
Ahab doesn't just want what he has. He wants what you have.
What are some
have.
Usual references? If I was going to draw a picture
Ahab's
of the devil, what would that include?
Just
let's just pause here, okay? What would that include? I have to hold on to this because I'm afraid I'll fall off right here.
All this is
What would that include?
And here's the third. And
it's okay. You can talk.
Worst.
What'd you say, Ron?
Naboth says, I can't sell
horn,
it.
Okay, he's got horns. Classic
years,
devil. He got to have horns,
good,
right? Some of you have horns. We're not talking about you. We're talking about the devil, not you, okay? But if I drew the devil, okay, he's got horns. Anybody else? Ron said horns. Anybody else?
I don't Naboth.
Okay, a pitchfork, that's always good. So devil got horns, devil got a pitchfork. What color is the devil? Red. Yes, everybody said green. So he's red, he's got horns, he got a pitchfork. Anything else? Oh, yeah, he got a tail, too.
Ahab has a lack of respect.
Yeah, he got it. And the tail's not like a horse tail, right? The tail looks like a pitchfork. Anybody ever seen it? Anything else?
Church. what's wrong with Nabal is not what he does.
Well, yellow?
Ahab is not what he does.
I guess red, too. I guess yeah, red is just a bad color. Yeah, it's, you know, if it's red, it's devilish, I guess.
And this actually
gets let's say we drew a big picture
worse.
Of the devil and we put him up here.
You know,
now here's what I want you to ask
you.
What does the devil really look like?
Land, and his wife gets a little upset.
Oh, yes.
That's the best Jezebel picture
me.
I find.
Me.
Wife gets upset. She says,
is it any wonder we don't recognize him?
What do you mean you ask him
for his
land?
I'm walking around looking for this red,
horn
tail swinging.
You tell him I want the land.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it, baby.
And I look in the mirror and I don't see him.
You just go to sleep.
Right?
I
look in the mirror, I see a great looking guy.
Set your pretty head
and I don't see the devil.
Mama take care of it, all right?
Is it any wonder why the devil gets us so many times?
Because
we're not looking for him. Because we're looking for a myth.
And
we're looking for
a memo. And she,
it don't exist.
Auto signs Ahab's name.
Church, I think we ought to treat temptation seriously.
It's got the president's name on it.
Because temptation comes in the kind of
box
that I like to open.
The rest of the cabinet. She says, I want you to get Naboth. I want you to bring him
in for some ceremony. What kind of box do you like to open?
And then when he gets here, I want you to accuse him.
The devil looks like an Amazon Prime box.
High crimes.
He
does. And they say, okay. Got to be because it's got the president's name on it. So they do, and they kill him. And all of a sudden, Ahab, who's been moping and whining in the bed...
We will never see the devil
says,
in our life.
Hey, remember that vineyard you wanted so bad? That old
because
Naboth,
we never see ourselves for who we
he
really
just
are.
Up and died.
Because we think we've hit that water.
That's kind of convenient, wasn't it?
We're not susceptible.
I don't know what happened.
I think Moses and Joshua and Jesus and now I
Did
am telling
do anything
you
wrong?
That is foolish
I mean,
thinking. And before
he didn't
we
know
ever
about
go any further,
he wasn't involved in it.
And
so
think
y'all
about
tell
that.
Me.
Here's the third.
Is Ahab a bad dude?
Just because you decide to become a Christian
if
doesn't mean that
what
you're done.
No.
For a lot of us, we decide that when we get baptized, that is the sum of our Christian duty. Are you a Christian? Yes. Why? Because I got baptized. That's
it.
End of story. I got baptized.
News for a lot of us.
You like looking at pornography? Yes. But I got baptized, so I'm a Christian.
I thought I got.
Maybe you are a Christian. You're just a bad Christian.
Trying to go to bed every night asking God.
Not anymore, Christian.
I was trying to name all
the
things I did. I was trying to keep track.
When you enter the land,
I was trying to keep them down so my prayers wouldn't have to be so long.
There are some things you need
to
remember. That word remember pops up in Deuteronomy 13.
Some of you pray, you get to the end, like, Lord, if I forgot anything, forgive me for that too. You know, we have this idea that our faith
the word remember pops up so many times, it's almost as if we
need
to be reminding ourselves to remember.
But a lot of us do.
Church, when you leave here, there are some things you need
but
to remember.
If you look at
I read through Deuteronomy
the Bible
four or five
and
times,
God
and I decided that most of the
land,
things that Moses reminds them of boils down to about
your
three things.
Promised land, what God expects
when
you to
get
do
baptized,
is not to act right,
when
but
you become
to
a Christian,
be right.
You have
it's
responsibility.
It's who you are.
And here's the big three. First is idols.
It's never been more important.
And I know this is real easy for us, right, because we don't have golden calves anymore, right?
Ahab is not
idols
satisfied with one thing
anymore.
He's not satisfied with what he has.
Some of us, idols are taking different kinds of shapes
envy, greed,
and
distortion,
sizes.
Distortion, deceit,
for some of us, idols have become what we wear. For some of us, an idol has become the NFL.
Boundaries. We have to be taught
I said it.
About compassion
for some of
and generosity.
Us, an idol has become
we
what we drive.
With human nature to be envious
some
and
of us, the idol has become the American flag.
And
yeah, I said that too.
And we have to be trained
idols
by God
take all
and
different
church,
shapes.
Not to do and by
and the reason idolatry is so dangerous
like
is because, like the devil, we can't recognize
teach us not to
all
give
of a sudden we're treating other things as if they're gods.
You, little things like envy and greed and distortion
us.
And deceit
and
entitlement.
Church, we have to
over
be
time,
very
those things start to stack up
that.
Like calories.
Also, Moses reminds them over and over and over to
and
keep Sabbath. Now, I know, like the idol, you know, what y'all do yesterday? Y'all go to Sabbath worship yesterday? I'm not talking about Saturday worship.
There are people
and,
in this
and
world
I typed in Sabbath on Google and looked
word,
for images, and I got all these church pews, you know.
And
that's how we
have
observe. That's how Christians observe Sabbath, right? We go to church from
them.
9 to 10:15. Some of us go to Bible class.
Give
we get
you
double Sabbath.
Then
you know,
we'll
we got
find
all our, some
way.
Of us come tonight. Like, we got three Sabbaths in
I don't think
for
people
good for almost the whole month.
Rapists and murderers
right?
and thieves.
I don't think keeping Sabbath means
we
just go to church. Here's what I think keeping Sabbath is.
Some of y'all looking like,
keeping Sabbath means that
do.
We remind ourselves.
I don't think we're born that way.
That even if
I
we stop what
time,
we're doing, even if
that
we don't look
life.
At Facebook,
the
world
part,
won't
just
collapse.
Story. Does this story sound familiar to anybody?
Society won't disintegrate. You don't have to keep up with everything
wanted,
and everybody.
So
and some of you are running 7 days a week trying to keep
and
up.
Then,
trust
I
me, you can go to bed.
The
world's
going to
be here when you wake up. And if it's not, you're going to miss it anyway.
with a presidential seal
on
it.
We can all
saying,
relax.
Take care of this dude.
Here's what else keeping Sabbath
means. I want
means.
What I want.
Nobody gets to own
and then all
you.
Of a sudden,
nobody
hey,
gets
Bathsheba,
to manage
by the way,
you.
Your husband
your
died.
Your time is your
now,
time.
Now
I don't
this
feel like it
baby
doesn't like
can
what
just
I say.
Be ours.
Well, like
that
what
was
I say. I don't know.
Convenient, wasn't it?
I don't. Nobody gets to own, nobody gets to manage how you. For so many
was.
Of us, it's like
who
it's like other people control all of
God
our time and all of our day. You know, I'm I've got to do
God
this and I've got to do this and I've got to do this. And I ask them, why you got to do
God's
that?
God's statement.
Because they need
David.
Me. I know, but you can't do it all.
It's a little bit more pointed.
Here's why that's unhealthy. Because when people manage your life, you try to manage other people's lives.
I gave you Saul's wife.
When people own your time, you try to own other people's time. Keeping Sabbath means you understand God owns all the time.
You had to have different. I guess no doesn't mean anything to you.
There is no amount of planning that
David
will eliminate all contingencies.
David had become.
You know what that means?
And that's the
that
real
means you can plan, you can plan, you can plan, you can plan. It'll still blow up in your face.
This is not
right?
just Old Testament. This
you plan on it.
David.
How many of you planned on going to the airport?
Lessons, but we're
going to
do it here at the end.
You had it all worked out.
We're going to shift to the
I'm going
to
be
Testament.
There on time. I'll be there
when
early.
When Jesus comes, it's become
and then all
so
of a sudden
worse.
You see the security line.
And before Jesus dies, he's
yeah,
got
that
to
plan
make sure
went out the door,
we
all
understand it is not what you
it's
do.
Hard to plan.
It is
keeping
who you
Sabbath
are.
Means we don't
you got
try
your Bibles
to
if you turn to Mark
all.
Or Matthew chapter 12.
We allow God
to look at a couple of key verses. We looked at these a couple times in the last 2 or 3 years.
If you become a Christian, part of our responsibility
like
is to watch for and care for those who don't
Matthew
have land.
Matthew chapter 12.
You know, the widows
always
and
hear,
those who are
you know,
fatherless.
We're known by our fruit.
Who,
we're known by our fruit. That's true. That's what the Bible says.
Don't have the
There's
kind of rights
verse
that
kind
we
of
do.
Qualify that. If you don't
God
read this
says you
verse,
got to take care of those
these
people.
Texts with it.
You can be a Christian all day. You can get baptized.
You're not going to go far enough. You Matthew chapter 12,
walk out
verse
here
33.
A baptized
see that word
believer.
Overflow behind me?
But
keep that in mind.
But if you are refusing
overflow.
To notice those who don't have
Matthew
what you
12,
have.
Matthew 12, verse 33. Make a tree good,
you just
and
got
its
wet.
Fruit will be good.
I try to
or
stay away
a tree
from
bad,
politics.
And its fruit will be bad
just
because a
trouble.
Tree is recognized
on the other hand, I get in trouble all the time,
by its
so.
Fruit. We always get that last line. Oh, you're recognized by your fruit. Do good stuff. If you do good
I'm
stuff,
kind
you
of
must
surprised
be a Christian. Don't do
at how
stuff. I guess
those
you,
who go to church,
you're not a Christian. But before that,
immigrants.
Jesus says good people do
kind
good
of surprised.
Things. Bad
I'm not talking about
do
your views.
Bad things.
I'm not talking about
look
your
verse
political
35.
Views.
He says, a good person
I'm not talking about whether or not you think that they're American citizens
says,
or not.
Out of the good stored
I don't
up
care
in
about that.
Him, but some of y'all's Bibles say,
what I care
a good
about
person
is that there are more church people who care
overflow.
More about being better Americans than they do
an
about
evil person
being better
brings
Christians.
Evil things out of the evil
saying?
Stored in
some
him.
Of you don't.
Church, what's stored in you?
I understand
up?
That in America
over
we got rights
life,
and we got laws
up?
And we want people to observe the rights, we want people to observe laws,
good
we want
things,
only
bad,
Americans
good
to have American rights. I understand it, and I'm, I
well,
agree.
What are we storing?
I'm with you.
What are we
and maybe
at?
Not you.
What are we listening to?
Maybe,
who
maybe
we
it's
around?
Just our friends.
What are we surrounding ourselves with?
You know,
what
I agree. I'm with you 100%. We got rights, we got responsibilities, there's things you need to do, and
we
need to follow the law, and people need to, and I got that.
What are we doing?
But how I feel about that should not determine how I treat that person. Y'all see that?
One more, but it's another one. Colossians
3,
verse 10.
Why do I have to agree with you
Paul
in order
says,
to treat you well?
A new self,
I should treat you
well
whether or not
I agree
with
you
or not.
Image of
y'all see
the
that?
Creator.
But it's like I have to make sure everybody knows that I'm a patriot, that I'm a patriotic American. This is how I feel about people who come in here illegally or people who do this. This is how I feel about it. I want everybody to know. I want everybody to know that I'm a good American. Fantastic. You're sorry, Christian.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you, the United States ain't thinking.
If that's what you was going to do, you should have never done it. You wasted your time and mine and the churches and God's.
You're wrong. We not thinking.
Can we pause?
Just take a look around.
And just talk about, maybe think about what kind
we
of person we want people to
think.
See us as.
Our problem.
Because I tell you, this attitude we have of treating people, how we treat, I don't care if you agree. How you treat them matters. How people see you
it's
treat them
here.
Matters. And if that's what they see,
you
do you think
why
they want to be
it's
a Christian?
One.
Is this what being a Christian
watch
means?
Watch a documentary called Fed Up. Anybody seen this?
I think idolatry is getting
you
us.
You are now. They ought to give me a, you know, everybody go
I think
watch
selfishness
it.
Is getting us.
I don't
I think we're getting it.
Watch the documentary called Fed Up.
Look in the mirror and ask ourselves industry. Who's the one with the horns.
And I'll
tell
you,
I'm one of the first people who had to do that. Y'all know the first person I'm preaching to is me. I've told y'all that a million
times. And I started thinking, and by the
time
I got done watching it, I thought to myself,
I think we need to take a second look in the mirror, and I think we need to ask ourselves, what's a responsibility?
What I saw.
My children will all tell y'all, you know, we've got a line. I've had it since they were real little.
Three or four kids.
I've always told them the same line.
Overweight.
12-year-olds who are 400 pounds.
I always come at them with
the same thing. They'll do something. I walk up to them and I'll say,
white and Hispanic.
You need to learn a word. And the word is.
And we watch these children in this documentary, and these children sit here.
Yeah, I would even put hand motions
because
I'm just theatrical.
Because they're
the word for today is. What's the word, Jaheim?
In class.
Responsibility.
And the children try to go on a diet.
I would do it every time. The word for today is responsibility.
You need to learn
a
word. Responsibility.
I think the word has 14 letters.
And every time they go to the doctor, the doctor says, you can't wait.
You know, I make a big deal. You need to learn responsibility. Because children don't learn responsibilities. They just have a bunch of rights. And then they grow up thinking everybody owe them. I'd like to go ahead and bust that bubble.
These parents are talking. They say, what do we do? You know,
part of the reason is I don't want somebody else to bust it. But the other part is I just like busting their bubble. I'm going
to
be honest with you. I like busting their bubble. One time in particular, Brooks forgot his lunch. I can talk about Brooks. He's not here. Brooks forgot his lunch. Okay? Now, Kimberly works at the children's school right now, but it wasn't always that way. Brooks and Izzy used to go to a school that was in the back of a neighborhood. It was like a public school, and the neighborhood had their own school, right? I don't know how they pulled that off. But the neighborhood had its own school. And they put it all the way in the back. And the neighborhood's like, was it like 28 miles long or something?
This is what made me think about all this.
Wasn't that long, but it felt like that long. And the speed limit's seven.
Said, when is a calorie not a calorie?
So it just takes forever to get to this school.
A calorie is a calorie, man.
And so, you got to ride the bus, man.
No calorie. He said,
that's
nah, it's not
welcome
true.
To life. Ride
said,
the bus.
You know, if you
so I don't want to go. Well, Brooks called the office.
Almonds.
My church was actually right beside
almonds
this neighborhood. And Brooks said, hey, I forgot my lunch.
And the almonds get down here. And the body, because the
I said, son, you need to learn big word.
I know y'all get a biology lesson this morning.
Responsibility.
The almonds, because it has the
he
fiber,
said,
causes slow
what do I
digestion.
Do?
So the body has time to digest the sugar.
I guess I'll bring you your lunch.
And it's slow.
So I went home. There it was, sitting on
he
the counter.
Said, let's replace
I'm
that
mad.
160
I'm so
calories
upset.
In almonds.
Oh, ruining my day.
9 o'clock,
I got to come home. I got to do
soda.
Some of you probably think, wow, a selfish parent. I'm getting there.
And you drink the soda.
I got his lunch.
Got
I drive
so
the 8 hours to the back of the neighborhood. You know, by the time I get there, lunch is probably over.
Overdrive.
It's probably like 9:10.
The liver.
But I'm still mad. So I go in the front
and
office
and
I say, this is Brooks' lunch. And,
so
and I give it to him. They don't like what I'm saying.
And
I give it to him.
And
I leave. And man, it's kind of, well, I will kid you not. That was like a Monday or Tuesday.
When is
Friday, I get
a
phone call from Brooks. Guess what he said?
There's a difference.
Forgot my lunch.
And here's something else in case you didn't have enough stuff.
Okay.
In addition to this problem with the United States,
about 20 minutes later, Brooks gets called out of class. Dad's
milk.
At the
what
front
we do with
office.
All that fat?
And so Brooks walks in.
I mean, when
and
you
said,
make
you
skim
get my
milk,
lunch,
take all the fat out of it. Right? Y'all ever drink skim milk?
Nah.
It's like drinking.
I saw.
White
I went
water.
Home though. I saw it on the counter.
It's nasty.
But I didn't bring
y'all
it.
Do that. I try to drink cereal. I just stared at it.
Why?
I can't eat this. I just can't eat
this. I want you to learn something. Brooks goes responsibility.
Never mind. I ain't doing buttermilk.
And I said,
it's just water.
Yes.
Like, you can see through it. Like,
it's like we're doing a play of Oklahoma. You know, there's like a whole dance to it.
They said,
responsibility, son.
You take all the
let's
fat out of the
spell it together.
What do you think they do? Just throw it in the landfill?
Letters.
Think they put it in trash bags?
Because I might mess it up.
What do y'all think they did with all that fat?
And he said, what am I supposed to eat? I said, not my problem.
We decided
I don't have no money. I said, not my problem.
Making all this skim milk and we got
and the one behind the counter,
go
she said, are you going to let your child not eat?
We made cheese out of it.
I mean,
and
if you're going to enter into
the
fray,
in
the be my guest. You know? So she asked that, and I said, if you would like to pay for his lunch, you can go ahead. But I will not be
products.
Paying for his lunch.
You ain't got to believe me.
And she said, well, he can eat for free. You'll just have to put it on his account. And
cheese,
I said, oh,
cheese,
I won't be putting money on his
glorious,
account.
Cheese.
Brooks will get money for his birthday. That'll have to get docked. That's going to have
United
to go on
States
his account
Department
so that he can learn to take his dadgum lunch. Responsibility.
Calories.
What good
it
is
sugar,
it
though,
for
you take the fat
us
out,
to
you know, it don't taste good.
Eat if
so
we don't know how
sugar
to feed ourselves.
We're going to give you more sugar that you can't digest.
What good is it to enjoy rights without responsibility? How do you learn responsibility?
Hey, we in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, Roy. Remember your lunch.
I might still think, what's this got to do with anything? Let me give you one more step.
But Roy didn't say remember your lunch. Roy said, how do you remember your lunch? You forget your lunch.
1980. Zero.
I think the church
zero
ought to be reminding people that you have responsibilities.
Y'all remember?
And you feel free
adult
to. Adult you know
onset.
We can just make
that?
This the code,
adult
all right?
Onset.
This
now,
is the code.
I'm not
unit
old
from now on. You know,
adult onset diabetes.
Church, when you get married, you got responsibilities. If you want to have kids, you're going to have responsibilities. If you want to have a dog, you got responsibilities. If you want to be a part of this church, there are responsibilities. Put
y'all tell me we ain't got no problem.
Responsibilities.
Tell me.
Trying to do children's church at this church.
Church, we're not thinking.
Takes work.
The world's not thinking. America's not thinking. The church's not thinking.
Somebody asked me about being baptized, and I said, where are you going to go to church? They said, well, I didn't get that figured out. I said, why don't you get that figured out and talk to me?
My children's generation will be the first generation that will not live as long as their parents.
I don't know why you'd want to do that. Sounds kind of worthless.
They will be the first
generation. I want to talk about what we're going to do as far as responsibilities. I'll get off this wagon. I'll give you the last one.
Same way. Envy.
When you get baptized, I want everybody to know
selfishness.
It just goes in like calories. Don't mean you won't be threatened.
And all of a sudden,
it doesn't mean life's
going to
be easy, and it doesn't mean all the problems are solved, and it doesn't mean everything's taken care of. You notice God says in Deuteronomy,
all of a sudden, turns into these huge blocks.
Notice God says, be strong and courageous. Why I got to do that? I thought you were giving me this land because the Canaanites live there.
We become.
Because some big giants there. You got to go in and take them over. Hold up. I thought you were just going to give it to us. Oh, no, no. You got to make your own lunch in this place. Talking about lunch.
Let me just read it to you.
My wife used to make our children's lunches.
Once upon a time, a rich man's farmland.
One day, our children made a fatal.
So he said to himself,
because it was for them.
He said,
they made a fatal mistake.
I don't have enough room to store
this
crop of mine.
They decided that they thought it would be cool.
So he said, I know what I'll do.
Made their own lunches.
I'll tear down my barns and I'll build.
We're not totally mean. We was making their lunches. We was fine with that. We was being a good parent.
Bigger
barns. I'm making lunch every day. We hate it.
Where I can store all my grain.
But we do it. And then Brooks
and
Izzy said, no, no. We want to make. We want to pack our own lunches. We want to put our own stuff. And me and Kim couldn't say yes fast enough.
Self.
And I think how many
good stuff stored up for years to come.
3 days.
Relax.
3 days.
Eat.
Brooks said, hey,
have a good time.
Can y'all
Now see how proud he is.
Can y'all
of his
start
stuff?
Making my lunch again?
Well, let me ask y'all. He got all this stuff.
And I heard
up
Kim, you know,
he
just
party.
Said that. Can y'all
invite to the
Kim
party?
Was already running across. And I was behind Kim going.
Who's he gonna invite?
Y'all know what that means?
Himself.
And Brooks and Izzy thought, oh no,
church, you're gonna store
we've made
up
a mistake.
Whole life. You can store up
and ever since,
you
store pack
stuff.
Your own
y'all
lunch.
Notice that the more stuff
should
you get, the more paranoid about your stuff you become.
I think
that?
We ought to require more people.
Did you know the only people who have bad dreams
so bad?
In the Bible about
is it so
stuff
bad
are people
to
who have
more
stuff?
Of the members of the Unit Church of Christ? What's
remember
so bad
that?
About that? When somebody
remember,
asked to join our church
story
and be
of Pharaoh
baptized,
having
it's
the
so
dreams,
bad for us to say, what do you want
to
do?
And he's dreaming about all the
where
skinny
do you
cows
try to fit
eating
in?
All fat cows.
How do you want to help? I didn't want to do none of that.
Pharaoh's got all the stuff. You know what he's dreaming about? Famine. All his stuff leaving.
You notice I don't have a lot of answers for
you know
us.
When you collect stuff over the years and
I
you
just
get
think we ought to be having
you store more and more and more and more and more. You die
and the worst
alone.
Conversation is to tell someone that just because you're baptised doesn't mean
and
that everything's
the only one
going to be
to the
safe.
Party.
You know, one of
your
the most popular scriptures
a
that
collection
we all know
of what you
is
have
the
stored,
23rd
and unfortunately,
song.
We have just stored stuff.
And I want to remind you of one
of
line in that song. You
finally,
all know it. I'll
Sermon
just
cue
you
Mount.
Up for it, okay? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow
says,
of death, I shall fear no
ago,
evil.
You,
thy rod and thy
shalt
staff,
not murder,
they comfort
who
me.
Will be subject to judgment.
Thou
but
preparest
you,
a table before me.
Sister is subject to judgment. What
in
Jesus is saying is murder just don't happen.
Of my
murder
enemies.
Happens because anger gets ingested like calories.
You notice God didn't prepare a potluck and say, here you go.
Anger and
who
anger
you got to eat with?
Anger fat and anger
your
fat
enemies.
Turns into murder.
God didn't take them away.
Reading the Sermon on the Mount.
God didn't kick them out.
Jesus says divorce just
we
don't
eat
happen.
In the presence
okay?
of fear.
I
will never, ever go
that,
away.
You know,
I think we ought to be reminding each
you didn't
other.
Just decide.
That.
I don't buy that.
There's
if you
a
think that,
football coach.
I don't buy from you either. You just don't
young guy.
Up.
Just
no,
took over
idea.
A Division
you know
two team. He said just took it over like 5 or 6 years ago.
That sounds good.
But he just took it over. He never had a head coaching job. And he's got his first game.
I have told people
and man, he is nervous because this team ain't won a game in like 2 years.
Already so far down
so
that road,
he's getting ready. He's got his team ready, and they're
back.
About to run off on the field. And he sets the team go, and the coach goes back in. He sits,
once
obviously.
You say the word.
Nervous. Goes back in, takes care of business,
so
and he comes back out, and
down
somebody
road.
Meets him before he goes back out.
Back.
And that somebody, most of you will know
but didn't
who this is,
back?
Is none other than Tom Osborne.
Didn't that start with his first calories we started
now,
with
even
this?
Alabama fans got to get
you know,
a little head
Jesus
nod
talks
to
about
Tom
abortion,
Osborne.
You
know
he
on,
talks
Jim.
About
you gotta, I mean, you
looking
gotta
at other
something.
Stuff you shouldn't
okay.
be looking at. And I know we just say that's
at least
lust.
Third or fourth best.
Look,
all right.
When you start replacing your
head
spouse
coach of
with
Nebraska,
other stuff,
a lot of championships,
when you start replacing
a legendary
time
coach.
With your spouse with time on the iPad, and
this coach said,
you start
Tom,
replacing
I guess on first name basis now,
with
he's Tom.
Other things you got to do at work.
Coach
you
Osborne said, I want to remind you
when you start
something.
Bringing things into your life, when you start
do the best with what
stuff,
you have,
and you only got a couple moments,
don't try
to
be
do
the best.
With your
you're not going to be the best. That kind of hurts, don't it?
You're just storing up bad calories, all of a sudden you got all that bad fat.
You're not going to be the best, but
church,
you do the best
do
with what you have.
It's what we become.
Tom said, when you play a game, you this play morning, it with the end in mind.
With the time we got left on this world.
And he said, whatever you
not
do
with just
on that field, you make sure you honor
things
God.
Things we do,
when
I
you
want
do
us
it.
To think about the kind of
and this coach
Jesus
said that ever
time,
since then, he tries to use that advice for every aspect in his life. And I heard about this story because that
said,
coach's
oh,
punter in the last game fell
Elijah
and
says,
broke
yeah, I
his
found
foot.
You because you sold yourself.
This is a little bitty team in a little bitty town.
Yourself.
They only got one punter.
So I'm okay,
they ain't a backup
morning.
Punter. Okay, this is not Alabama where they have too. Nine punters. You know, they got nine backups to
it
everybody.
Just one
okay,
transaction.
They don't have that kind of money. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
When
that's what they
calorie,
would That's right. So the punter broke his foot,
when is what
and the punter came up and
he
said, Coach, I can't kick.
And, what we
and
do
the coach
and the
said, can you kick
when
with your other
all
foot?
Those things more than those things?
And the punter said, I try.
Church,
and the coach
not
said,
thinking
do
about
the best.
What we're doing or what we're seeing or what we're looking at.
You
or,
can.
Or
that punter
or
kicked that
with.
Ball
we're
8
not,
yards.
We're just not thinking.
If y'all know football, that ain't good.
We are not
8
thinking.
Yards. And the only reason it got 8 yards was because it landed after 3. And rolled the other 5.
And think hard and to
okay,
think
do
long.
The best you can. And the kid came off the field, and the coach said that was the best left-footed kick I've ever seen
Jesus
in
come
my
back.
Life.
I don't think he's going to waste any time talking about what
and
you
and the kicker
did.
Said, have you ever seen a left-footed kicker? He said, nope.
I don't think we're going to even have
but
that.
But you're the best I've ever seen.
Jesus
did you notice the words of Oz were kind of filtered down
what you did.
Into small aspects. Here's what I'd like for us to do.
I don't
I'd like for us to take
the
words of Deuteronomy in this idea of my life and land. Wants to take these
I think he just wants to
these
talk about
words
the kind of worker you became.
Of Deuteronomy.
Some of you this morning
wants to think about
are not using
the
tools the
word,
that are condemned by the Bible. You would never think of using those tools.
I want us to think
but
about
got
what it
your
is
garage.
We're afraid of. I want us to look in the mirror and ask ourselves
got
who
on your iPad.
We really see.
You
I
got them up
to
here.
Ask ourselves what does the devil
really
y'all
look
like. I want us to start asking
let's all go
questions.
Home and do some self-reflection. Let's all go home and take some inventory of our pantries and our iPads and our garages.
Not just of ourselves. But of
let's
each
take
other,
inventory,
so that when you
and
I
let's purge all that stuff out, land, and let's make a commitment
we know how
to
start live there,
making good
but we'll never
and start
there if we don't
better
start
blocks.
Learning how to live.
Church, let's
today.
Act like we done this before.
Now,
let's act like we're somebody. Let's act like we've been here before, so that we can be at the place God has called us to be. Who will He find if He comes? Let's stand and sing.